You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Let Lucky the Leprechaun take you and your kids on an interactive adventure through the 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say, open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. The FDA approves convalescent plasma, a Hong Kong man is reinfected, and researchers highlight the importance of collecting data from minority groups. Here's what you should know. President Trump announced Sunday that the FDA had issued an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma. This gives physicians the green light to use the treatment in emergency situations, though it's something most Americans can already get, and more than 70,000 have already received. Still, because there have yet to be large-scale randomized control trials, its efficacy remains unclear. Researchers in Hong Kong have reported the first confirmed case of COVID-19 reinfection. A 33-year-old man contracted the virus back in March, then again more recently while traveling in Europe. While this case could be an outlier, questions of how long immunity lasts after recovering from COVID-19 loom large. Finally, here's today's one question. What do I need to know before sending my kids back to school online? Even if your kids are heading back in person, it's worth preparing for the likely possibility that there will be shutdowns and quarantines along the way. If you're able, setting up a workspace for your children will make it easier for them and you to get things done. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.